Doctor, how about your tank link node on Ishmael? Well, there, Ishmael, I-S-A-M-A-E-L, last name M-I-R-A, dictation, excuse me, birth date 7/15/05, dictation 9/30/23. Patient presents with history of an injury to nose yesterday. Removing post, retractor post, hit him in the face with a bleeding and swelling nostril, went to Kingwood ER with x-rays obtained, told it had minor non-displaced fracture, had skin superficial laceration to interior nasal nose. Without stitches or steri-strips, referred to without referral, advised without recommended care, comes here today with complaints of increased swelling to left nostril, some bleeding yesterday, concerned about lesions on left nostril, uncertain about follow up. Review of symptoms otherwise non-contributory, past medical history negative, social family history non-contributory, physical exam non-appearance, patient no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, throat within normal limits, except nose, there's some swelling of nose with transfer of superficial laceration, nasal bridge, approximately 2 centimeters in width, in length, with 2-3 millimeters displacement, apparently not through dermis, unable to completely assess at this point, slight inflammation noticed surrounding laceration into left interlateral distal nostril with some pustular type, these pustules with formation of pustules, a superficial pustule without definite evidence of cellulitis or impetigo. Manner of physical exam, including neck, chest, lungs, heart, abdomen, skin, remainder of skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Compression, injury of nose with minor non-displaced fracturing by history with minor superficial laceration to nose with secondary inflammation, possible early cellulitis, patient to treat wounds with warm compresses and mupirocin cream, given prescription for back pain to take twice a day for 10 days. If lesion not resolving and clearing up over the next few days, needs to seek additional care, has PCP on his insurance, but doesn't know who that is, is advised to contact him for ENT referral if necessary. If not able to do that, advised to go back to the emergency room for further care, and to come here if needed, if unable to get care elsewhere. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.